This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Down in Bradenton, they're talking baseball. Neil Huntington says, hey, there's never patience around baseball.
I'd go back and look at the last handful of GMs that have been the GMs or president of baseball operations of World Series teams, and look what was written and said about their organization and their teams when they weren't winning. It doesn't reflect a whole lot of patience.
Okay. That said, what did Bob Nutting, the owner, principal owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, say to the team when they gathered yesterday and he had an audience with them?
Bob's message to the team was in my hearing, similar to the message that he's given in the past. We're here to win. We're here to bring World Series championship number 6 back to Pittsburgh.
Okay. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line all about that, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We know there's dissension in the ranks might be a bit strong, but people have spoken out and been not real happy with the direction that the Pirates are headed in. These are not media people. These are people who play for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think the big question for me now is there a point in time where the thoughts that the way that the players feel, that their disdain maybe even, impacts their play on the field? Is there a point it reaches that, where it impacts their play on the field?
I say yes. Mm-hmm. I say for sure. I mean, when you leave spring training, you start the season, you always play a certain way until you're maybe mathematically out of it. You know, there's a sense of team, a sense of everything. When you start the season, mathematically not even in it, sometimes you tend to maybe play it selfish, maybe play a game you normally wouldn't play. So I think there's two kind of plays that are at stake here, and that's a bad thing.
That's a great point, and I agree with you in that regard. I also think it could affect, because people, like, at 7:05, when Jordy Mercer or Josh Harrison or David Freese, when they step in the batter's box or they take the field, if those guys are in the lineup, whoever it is, particularly let's take Harrison and Freese, who kind of spoke out against the organization. I don't think it's 7:05 when they're in there and it's a 2-1 count and they're looking at a fastball. I don't think it affects them one bit in that moment, but here's where I do think it affects them, and it could affect them in that moment. At 4 o'clock or at 3:30 or whatever, when people are taking extra BP or whenever they're out, they're like, what am I busting my backside extra for? For this organization, whenever they're not doing it for me, so thus it could have an impact. That guys aren't willing to go the extra mile, they're not going to go the extra mile, and thus they might not be as sharp come game time. You follow me in that premise at all? That I don't think anybody's going to lay down their neck and do extra work or take the effort to be 110% sharp because they're like, it is an independent endeavor at this point in time.
And that feeling that you just described probably wouldn't happen until way into the season. Till it's all said and done, you're out of the race, and maybe you don't do it as much as you did. That's happening a lot earlier now.
Correct.
That's scary.
Correct. And I think that guys do fracture off and become individuals. And that essentially, that doesn't mean they don't try any harder at 7:05, but it doesn't help in terms of trying to achieve something as a team. And that comes back to the disdain you have for management, Jim.
Or the disdain that you may have. And I don't think that's the case here, but you may have for teammates. And there have been examples in the past. You know, Thurman Munson and Reggie Jackson couldn't stand one another. Of course, the difference is that those guys were both Hall of Fame talents. And so it didn't matter that they couldn't stand one another.
Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds.
And yeah, I mean, but they were all-stars.
Right.
And Bonds is a Hall of Fame caliber player. You go out there. That's one thing about baseball. Baseball is an individual sport.
But there's also laying out, diving, running into a wall that you now won't do. I'm not going to get two out of this. I'm not even going to try. Does that creep into things?
Well, I think
maybe,
so.
Okay, maybe you're right. But by nature, the three guys that we've heard from in that regard, there are three guys, right? Freese, Harrison, and Rodriguez. Harrison and Rodriguez don't fit that bill at all.
No.
I mean, they're going to lay out for everything. I can't imagine those guys not going all out all the time. And Freese, he's an older guy, so probably there are some things that he just can't do anymore. You know, is he going to dive into the dugout to get a pop fly? I don't know. I'd like to think that he would still lean over the railing and do the best he could to make a catch.
They're the intangibles too. I wonder how much those three guys you just mentioned are going to be apt to help younger guys.
But what can they? How? Yeah.
The good news is they're talking about, boy, all they want to do is win. All they really want to do is win. I would love nothing more for them to win. I want to be in the right direction. I want to be part of something that's going to be special.
Well, they never said win here in Pittsburgh, though.
No.
They all just said they want to win.
But at least their heart's in the right place. So I'm saying it won't be it's not poison in the locker room to the other guys. You know, they're saying, hey, we want to win here, and that's what we want to do. But let us know that that's your goal, and we'll be okay. That's up to management now to show them that, yes, that is okay.
One of the things that Freeze said was he mentioned, well, he like we said, he was all over the map. But he mentioned younger players and that there were young guys here that have talent. Now, maybe he was talking solely about Josh Bell and Jamison Tyone, but maybe he was talking about some other guys like Adam Frazier, for example. I can't imagine that if Adam Frazier went to Harrison or Rodriguez or Freeze for, you know, a little veteran advice, that those guys would shun him.
If somebody in management comes to one of those guys and says, can you help with the clubhouse, they might shun it in that regard. If it's player to player, they'd be willing to help a player. But I don't think they're or let's put it this way. If management comes to them and says, can you go out to Giant Eagle at 2:00 before a game and sign some autographs, they might say, here's your autograph. That kind of stuff is going to stop, I think. You follow?
But I don't think that affects the team on the field. I don't think that affects the way the guys will play during a game.
I think it makes guys more it doesn't ever hurt when guys are closer together. It doesn't ever hurt. And I think when the Pirates had it really going, when they were good, there was that atmosphere of the band's all close, these are all buddies, they're all tight.
Well, that's because they all came. Not all of them, but most of them came up. There was a half dozen of those guys. But, you know, I look back, you know, when Clint Barmus was here and he was still starting and he knew Jordy Mercer was going to take his position. Jordy Mercer knows that Kevin Newman's going to take his position. Maybe at the trade deadline this year, but he's not going to. But he's helping him. Mercer's still helping a guy.
But I wonder how apt they're going to be to help the organization is kind of what I'm getting at too.
Well, if they help their successor, then it helps the organization, or should.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.